In its second year at a new location just off US 221 Bent Mountain Road in Floyd County, Floyd Fest 2025 staff and patrons had to deal with a heat wave, 2 days of thunderstorms that delayed some performances, and saw campers advised to avoid sheltering in their tents during nearby lightning strikes. That didn't stop 24-year-old singer-songwriter Clover County, who opened up the main stage schedule on Friday, from having a good time at her first Floyd Fest. She's appeared at several outdoor music festivals before.
It's beautiful. It's so sunny. It's so green and lush, and everybody's walking around with a smile on their face. Happy to be here. I would love to come back again. I better be back. I've done about a handful. This might be one of my new favorites.
There were several notable changes at Festival Park, the new home for Floyd Fest that debuted in 2024, including a relocated stage, new paved pedestrian pathways, and improved campsites. The heat dome and several delays due to lightning strikes in the area didn't stop Lua Flora frontman Eric Button from enjoying the Asheville band's gig on stage at Floyd Fest 2025 over the weekend and the whole outdoor festival vibe.
First time playing Floyd Fest, been here plenty of times as a fan, but yeah, first time here. I remember being 13 and coming to my first Floyd Fest and seeing, yeah, the Lumineers, Edward Sharp, I think John Butler Trio was there, and it's like, we're gonna get up there one day, and it is a cool full circle moment to be here. I feel like it depends show to show, but somewhere like this where people are hungry for live music, it just like makes a world of difference.
Lua Flora was part of the annual Floyd Fest On the Rise series that showcases emerging bands. If Button's beach folk group, as they describe themselves, wins the People's Choice Award, Lua Flora will receive a gift package that includes a main stage gig at Floyd Fest next year. Gene Moreno, WFIR News.